Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen and Overy Pensions Team. It's Monday the 7th of March. For workplace pension schemes and sponsors, here's our roundup of the key headlines you need to know from the last 7 days. On Friday the 4th of March, the pensions regulator issued guidance for trustees in relation to Russia's military invasion of Ukraine, setting out its expectations in the light of volatility in investment markets. The statement highlights risks for trustees to consider and includes a reminder that aside from any short-term actions required in relation to Russian investments in response to sanctions or divestment decisions, trustees and members should keep the longer term in mind despite current market volatility and uncertainty. In other news, the Finance Act 2022 has now received royal assent. This Act sets out, among other things, provisions to increase normal minimum pension age from 55 to 57 on the 6th of April 2028, together with protection, if conditions are met, for some individuals to continue to be able to take their pension benefits from age 55. The pensions regulator has updated its guidance for DC schemes on communicating and reporting to reflect the new stronger nudge to guidance requirements, which take effect from the 1st of June. The Pensions Ombudsman has published fact sheets for members on some common areas of complaint: pension scams, ill health pensions, and death benefits. What's New This Week also covers the passing of the Dormant Assets Act, HMRC's latest pension schemes newsletter, and two tribunal decisions upholding regulatory penalties for failure to prepare a DC chair statement and failure to pay auto-enrolment contributions. That will be available later today by email or at allenovery.com.